I discovered that USA Today did a feature story about how to celebrate Super Bowl Sunday Martha Stewart style.
Oh, okay.
We should all be doing Super Bowl party. And this, what this is if you're going to be hosting a Super Bowl party, Martha Stewart has tips for you. Mm-hmm. So let's see how many of you are planning this for your Super Bowl party. First of all, and these are seven ways, by the way, Brittany Romano apparently talked with Martha and is the one that did the story. Martha, of course, is very excited about the Super Bowl. For one reason, because, as she says, my friend Snoop is in the halftime show.
No, oh, right, that's true, right. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I want to know if Snoop says, my friend Martha. They have done that cooking show together, and they're having fun with each other.
Oh, yeah.
You may have a more hip way of saying it.
Yeah, probably. So the first tip that Martha Stewart has for your Super Bowl party is buy a new TV. Yes, you can't host a Super Bowl party without a big TV, says Martha. No one wants to come to your house without one.
The bigger screen, the better, eh?
Well, that just killed my party. I'm not buying a new TV just for the Super Bowl. If I'm buying a new TV, it's going to be for something other besides the Super Bowl. Okay, I'll make this commitment. If the Lions ever go to the Super Bowl,
you might get a new TV.
I might get the new TV. Okay. When you're serving food, Martha says, serve food by the quarter. You just start serving food once?
Okay.
Yes, because in the first quarter, you start with your appetizers. Mm-hmm. Okay. The game is just getting underway. By the second quarter, they're ready for the heavier appetizers. I didn't know there were two kind of appetizers. Either appetizers or appetizers, but apparently I don't know anything. By the time the third quarter rolls around, that's when you're serving your main dish. You like this. She recommends perhaps something like macaroni and cheese.
Oh, so there you go, Pat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And by the time the fourth quarter rolls around, that's when you're doing your desserts. And she says, this is Martha Stewart talking now. Uh-huh. She says, it's okay. If you don't want to make your own, you can go and purchase pre-made desserts. Martha,
why not?
I didn't know you were allowed to do that.
Well, the one nice thing about it, by spreading it out like that, you don't have food sitting out so long and less chance of someone getting ill from something that you've left out beyond the time that you should.
That would spoil your Super Bowl party, wouldn't it?
It sure would.
Don't know about that. If you're going to hold a Super Bowl party, according to Martha Stewart, you should invest in a nice wooden tray. In fact, she says, I have one I've designed myself. Well, of course you did, Martha.
Oh, yeah.
It's for serving the food, and people can put it on a tray, and they can carry it and put it on their laps, and that way keep everything contained. And
also, you're going to need multiple trays.
Yeah, exactly right.
You might limit how many people you invite.
Well, if I buy one tray, there it is. That's for me. Everybody else, you get the paper plate. Have sparkling water. On hand.
Sparkling water.
For those who want the non-alcoholic beverages, have sparkling water.
Well,
they don't want alcoholic beverages. Here's the pop I brought.
Yeah.
I don't need sparkling water.
Okay.
I've got carbonated water.
Right. Yeah. Just get pop.
And if you're going to rely on alcohol, serve an assortment, she says. Everything from beer to her signature Chardonnay, she says, are nice examples.
Because nothing sounds football like Chardonnay.
Chardonnay, yes, exactly right. Sorry if I'm hosting a Super Bowl party. You know what the drinks are? B-Y-O-B.
There you go. That's fine.
Because this way, you're getting what you want.
Yes.
And you're not leaving anything behind.
Right.
And you didn't provide it. So when they get out of there and crash or something, eh? I don't know if that absolves you.
Probably wouldn't
not,
absolve
but,
me.
No.
But,
probably not. But at least, hopefully, if they B-Y-O-B, they bring their own designated driver
as
well.
That's true, yes.
And by the way, if it's recyclable, take it. I don't want to take that back to the store either. So.
Right.
And finally, Martha's seventh tip, invest in proper cookware. Okay.
Fine.
If I'm not buying a new TV, I'm not buying new cookware. If my pots, pans, and grill, whatever I'm using, aren't good enough from what I've been using to cook all this time, isn't good enough for my Super Bowl party, then sorry.
All right.
Of course, he's probably recommending that we all buy Martha Stewart product lines.
Oh, let me see. Probably. She does say that she does have a line of cookware.
I'll be darned.
Martha Stewart. You can host a Super Bowl party and be just like Martha. And make sure you leave time at halftime to watch Martha's friend Snoop.
Right.